It's a wonderful blessing to me to come and share my thoughts and also scriptures and challenge and encourage and whatever that my thoughts might take us to. And I hope and pray that you're blessed by whatever I have to see. I am seeing, well, maybe that too. I am blessed and honored that anybody would be willing to listen to what I got to say. But the most important thing is that we should listen to what Jesus has to say. If we truly believe that he is God manifested in the flesh, and most of us, I think, do, that had an experience with him when we accepted him into our life and into our heart, you know, we are changed by the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. Hence the Holy Spirit school. Well, I was thinking about this because we talk a lot about it in my message about what does it mean to be a born-again Christian or a born-again Christ follower, or what does it simply mean to have a relationship with Christ? Well, my passage that I use this week for my text is in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17 is what I recorded. But also right on through verse 21, it talks about the question, and here you got Jesus Christ, who is talking to Nicodemus, a prominent Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling body of the Jews at that particular time, and Nicodemus had some questions. So he came to Jesus in the middle of the night, because he didn't want people to see him coming to talk to this Son of God. Anyhow, Jesus talked to Nicodemus, and he said, look, I tell you the truth. Nobody can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. And Nicodemus is famously saying, how can that be when we're old? Can we go back into our mother's womb? Well, Nicodemus went on to say, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. And Jesus said, look, Nicodemus, I'm going to tell you the truth. Nobody can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit. Now, you should not be surprised is what I'm telling you, Nicodemus. You must be born again. Well, that phrase translated, born again, can also be translated a lot of different ways. That's why we have so many different translations of the Bible and the different languages, because translation of a translation is a translation, and very few of us have access to the original manuscripts. But that translation can also be translated born from above. But Nicodemus had some real questions, and he had a real need. He needed a change of his heart. He needed some things to be changed in his life. So a spiritual transformation that could only come from above. New birth, born again, is an act of God whereby eternal life is imparted into the person who believes. That's what indicates being born again. And it also carries the idea of becoming children of the living God through the trust in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, the question always logically comes, well, why does a person need to be born again? Well, the Apostle Paul talked about it. He said, he, being Jesus, made alive who was dead in trespass and sin. Then in Romans, he said, you know, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. And sinners are spiritually dead. So when they receive spiritual life through faith in Christ, the Bible likens it to a rebirth. And those who are born again have their sins forgiven and have a relationship with God. Wow. I hope and pray that everybody within the sound of my voice understands and has experienced what I'm talking about, because I have experienced, and I know that I have that peace that passes all understanding that Christ talked about, because I have accepted my new spiritual birth. What a joy. But here we go, back to Nicodemus. In his conversation, Jesus stressed the truth that one must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. So being born once makes us children of Abraham, and we share in Abraham's corruption, you remember original sin. So we all need a second birth, a spiritual birth, if you would, to make us children of God. So we must be born again. I guess it's sort of like having a different attitude on life. So how does this new birth come? Well, in Ephesians, Paul talked about it. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works. We talked about that Holy Spirit school, not by works, so that no one can boast. So when one is saved, he's been born again, spiritually renewed, and now is a child of God by right of that new birth. We now become righteous. So faith in Christ, the one who paid the penalty of sin on the cross. So by that means by which one is born again. Paul also said, therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. All the old stuff is gone and the new stuff has come. So we do these online services and we do all this. We have church and we're grateful for church and we love to come and encourage one another. But it all comes down to this, and it is a personal choice. God doesn't force himself upon you. He wants you to come to him because you want to come to him. You want to be a child of the living God. So it comes down to this. If you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I pray that you might consider the prompting of the Holy Spirit. That's why we've been doing Holy Spirit school. He's the teacher. He's the one that gives us the information and convicts us and keeps us on the right path. It's not old Robbie. Old Robbie doesn't do much of anything other than to share with you and to let you know that you can have this relationship with the Holy Spirit if you only invite him. He wants to be a part of your life. And as the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, we realize we do need to be born again. We can't take this earth suit with us to heaven. Thank goodness, because it is not a very good earth suit. It has a tendency to wear out. They say it has an expiration date, but I can't find the date. I don't know, but if you trust in the Lord, like that old song, the hymn, trust and obey, for there's no other way. Anyhow, I pray that you would pray a prayer of repentance. And it don't have to be a fancy prayer. It don't have to be one that's been pre-written by somebody. It is simple, a prayer from your own heart. Lord, I want to be a new creation. Come into my heart and be Lord over it. And thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. And then in John chapter 1, it talks about to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband, but born of God. So if you've made that decision, we rejoice in that. And if you're just now making that decision, we're grateful for that too. And we'd like to hear from you. Phil does a great job with this website and all the recordings. And, you know, we would like to hear from you. We'd like to get some thoughts and ideas. But more importantly, you know, if you've noticed the world, now, other than the mega churches, the little local church, especially the local family churches like Bethel, I wouldn't say that they're dying, but there are very few coming. And we need you. We need you to help us minister to the community that we have that is around us. Well, Patsy White went home to be with the Lord this week, and we want to pray a special prayer for Donnie and Patsy's family, Amanda and her husband, Matt. But Patsy, what's Patsy? I love Patsy. She used to tell me she was the mean Patsy. But anyhow, Patsy did not want anything. It was her wish not to have any service, not to have anything, maybe just a small family gathering at the internment. She's going to be interned at Roselawn here in Tallahassee, not at the church. That was her wish. What a blessed gift. If you've never done that, do it for your, not only for yourself to make sure they do what you want, but do it for your family. What a joy it is to be able to open up that thing and, well, this is what Patsy wants. Boom, 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 boom. It takes pressure off of the family. You might not agree with what they want, but it's what they want. So we're just going to honor Patsy's life in other ways at the church. And so, because she had been a very integral part of the life of Bethel, and we're grateful for that. And anybody else, we got many people on the prayer list and all those things, and we come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But the most important thing about prayer is you don't need an 800 number. You don't have to have a preacher. You don't have to have anything. You can go directly to God and say, Daddy, I need to talk to you. I need you. And he will open up and let you talk to him. That's prayer. And you don't have to be in church. You don't need to be anywhere. You just, you're alive in this world. And we are in the world, but not of the world. But we have direct access to the Father because of what Jesus done on the cross. Talk to him. He loves you. He wants to talk to you. He gave us some clues on how to pray. And he taught the disciples that when they asked him, Lord, why do you go off by yourself all the time after we eat? And well, I'm God in the flesh, guys. I keep telling you that. But I need things like you. I need rest. I need food. I need water. And I need to talk to the Father. Can we do that? Yeah. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. We pray that prayer together in the most common version. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, God loves you, and so do I, and thank you for tuning in to the Pastor's Thoughts. Have a good day.